So when we're feeling down in the dumps, it's a natural question to ask, why on earth am I feeling like this? And you know, you can kind of dig for complicated answers, and sometimes that can be useful, and sometimes you might never know the reason why, but you can actually start feeling better anyway. And yet in this episode, what I want to do is give you a very simple way to kind of connect why you might be feeling down in the dumps with a really simple reason. And it comes from something from nonviolent communication. And what that says is that the feelings that we experience are a representation of whether our needs are being met or not. So when our needs are being met, we feel happy. And when our needs are not being met, then we don't feel so happy. We feel something, some sort of emotion which is more on the negative side of the rainbow, you know, disappointed or upset or sad or depressed or whatever. And so I'm just going to give you an example here, as I'm going to give you two scenarios. And in the two scenarios, the thing that will be different is what your needs are in that moment. So I want you to imagine that you're at a party and you've been at that party for about 3 hours, and Bob hasn't said a word to you all night long. And it's not that you don't know Bob. You know, you've had conversations with Bob before. You know Bob. Bob knows you. But for some reason, Bob hasn't said anything to you. And you've seen him going round the party, you know, chatting to this person and chatting to that person. And then the whole time you've been there, he hasn't said a word to you. And I wonder, how might you be feeling in that particular situation? Well, when I throw this out on training courses and stuff, the first set of answers that come back to me are things like, I'd be feeling sad, I'd be feeling disappointed, I'd be feeling hurt. All those kind of emotions come back first of all, in a big flurry. And eventually I'll ask a different question. I'll say, you know, are there any other kind of emotions? You know, could you take this in a different route? Is there any way that you might not be sad? And then eventually somebody will say, well, maybe you feel happy. Maybe you feel relieved that Bob isn't speaking to you. And it's true that either of those could well be happening. If Bob doesn't speak to you all night at the party, you might be feeling really upset and hurt. Or you might be feeling really happy and relieved. So you've got the same situation there, but you've got a completely different set of feelings. So that's interesting, because it's not so much what Bob is doing or not doing that is causing your emotional response. It's what you need in that particular instance. So if, for instance, you are really needing some connection, you're needing to be seen, then Bob not talking to yourself will be very hurtful, because those needs are not being met. So you will likely feel down in the dumps about it. You will likely feel sad and upset simply because your needs are not being met. But if you've spoken to Bob before and you don't much care for Bob, maybe you find Bob, you know, his manner of conversation isn't the most stimulating for you, that he doesn't particularly interest you. Maybe you're relieved. Maybe your need in that situation is for Bob to keep away and bore some other poor person at the party and not you. And so if your need is to be left alone, then you'll be relieved and happy because your needs are being met. And so if we take that understanding that our feelings are actually driven by whether our needs are being met or not, then it gives us a certain insight that whenever we do feel down in the dumps or upset or hurt or just in a bit of a funk, there is a tool that we can use, which means that we can ask ourselves, are my needs being met in this moment? because I notice I'm down in the dumps. And if I'm down in the dumps, that suggests that there are certain key needs that are not being met in this moment. And then we can kind of have a look at what those needs might be. Now, if you go into Google and you just type nonviolent communication needs list, it'll link you to a document. And that document will have a whole host of lists in there. Needs like connection or privacy or play or self-expression or to be seen or to be heard or understanding, to matter. And when these needs are not being met, they're likely to produce a feeling that is less than happy. So next time you're in a funk, maybe this idea, this insight will help you. When you're in a funk particularly and you're thinking, why on earth am I feeling this way? Why on earth am I feeling down for apparently no reason? Well, maybe there is a reason. And maybe in that moment, a really important need of yours is not being met. So you can check it out. And once you know what that need that isn't being met is, well, then you can come up with a strategy to meet it and feel a lot better again. If you've enjoyed this episode, you might want to work with me. I'm Alan Parry. You can find me at liverpoolpsychotherapy.co.uk, or you can come to my personal site, which is alanparry.com. So that's alanparry.com, where you can find my blogs, you can see my diary online, and you can book to work with me there and then. I work online or in person. And until the next one, I'll see you soon.